May 18, 19, 1851, Paris, Maine. Letter to Samuel W. Rhodes. Brief letter of greetings and news to accompany a longer vision account. MS 5, 1851. Dear Brother Rhodes, I have written this vision to you, so if you see anyone in danger through any wrong that God has shown me in others, or generally, that you may read them what I have seen. John Nevins Andrews, will go from here in a few days. We have good victory in our prayer seasons. God often meets with us and blesses us, and we feel to triumph in the God of our salvation. Satan has been making mighty efforts to overthrow us, but God has been holding us up. Praise his dear name. We are determined to hold the victory and come off conquerors. 1 week ago last Sabbath, we went up to Brother Davis's, Charles and Harriet Davis, Brother John, James, and self. They were glad to see us, and they are strong in all the present truth. He feels very thankful that God has brought him out. He says that he has enjoyed perfect love since the conference at Brother Stevens's, Cyprian Stevens, when you were here. She is good. May the Lord uphold them. I must close, for I have many letters to write today. Much love to all who love God. In much love, in haste, E.G. White. Monday morning. We were called up last night by Sister Andrews. Brother A., Sarah L. and Edward Andrews, was very, very sick. He was in excruciating pain all through his body, so that he groaned, wrung, and twisted. We anointed him with oil when he had confessed, of his own accord, that he had encouraged the company of the wicked too much, and mingled with them too much. She confessed the same. We had quite a powerful time. The pain was removed from Brother A, and he praised God aloud.